morning I will enter his gate, thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with love. I say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. 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 I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Amen. I just want to say a little thanksgiving. As you know, that Tabitha went for operation there in Slovakia, so I just want to say a little bit what was happening. Since Tabitha was small, some of you know that she used to have problem always, like sneezing and running nose and coughing a lot and breathing always with her mouth, and it was so hard. And we were praying about it, as we were mentioning it even here. And to be honest, I must confess that I was coming to a point where I was saying, Lord, yes, we are praying, but there must be something what can be done about that. Because, you know, sometimes we say, let's pray, but sometimes God allows you that you can do something about it, you know. And I'm sorry, Lord, if it was not the right thought, but we just said that, okay, when we go for a holiday, let's try to go to doctor there, and because here it was taking a bit of a long time. So we said, let's try to go to doctor there. Let's see what they say, you know. And the specialist and also the pediatrician, they both agreed that she should have her adenoids removed. And I remember that specialist, he was saying that, you know, she will be a different child, you know, she will be a different person, and it's so much influencing her, even her concentration, her studies, everything. And I was surprised when he was saying that. And he said, you know what, I would like maybe myself to do operation for this child. And I was like, okay. And he went for holidays for 2 weeks. And, you know, the Lord allowed me to be patient as well and allowed me to see that it's not like here was taking too much time and over there it will be just quickly. No, it was a bit process to wait as well, and we had to wait for different, like your sister know, before operation you must get blood tests and you must get your heart check and anesthesiology checkup and all those things. And at first they were saying we can do it on the 2nd of September or middle of October, and we were like, oh, but it means that we have to go back to Ireland and then back here. And then we just prayed in our hearts, I suppose, not much, like, but we said, okay, let's go back to them and let's ask them again to explain that we don't have just one child to go back and back again. So we came back to them, you know, and the nurse there, she was so nice, and, you know, she understood and she wrote down that, okay, maybe 8th of August, you know? And we were surprised because that 8th of August, it was like next week. And she said, but I'm not sure if you will get done all those checkups. And then she said, okay, I'll try to arrange for your heart checkup and all that. And, you know, it all went so fast. At some points, we thought that it will not be even done. But we are thankful and we are thankful for your prayers as well. And so that's what was happening. And also how the Lord provided everything and finance and everything. So I just want to be thankful for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Lydia didn't cry. Hallelujah. Stand well. Let's sing that. Blessed be the name of the Lord for our sister's sake. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into and are saved. Amen.
Righteous run into and are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be Jesus this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of Jesus Christ this morning, the strong and mighty tower.
Let's change zone. Let's get into his presence and we can hear the word this morning. And when we get into his presence, we don't see Pastor Tom. We don't see Brother Pele. We just see Jesus. We don't see one another, because when you see me, it becomes a problem. We have despised one to another. Just see the Lord Jesus Christ. But we need to go past the holiest of holies. We need to go right in. Take me past the outer courts to that holy place, past the praising altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me to the Lord. Take me, Lord, this morning. Take me by the blood of the Lamb. Please, Lord, I don't want to stay out. Take me to the Lord. Please, of holy. Take the cold, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the cold, Lord. Take the cold, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Oh, we enter in this morning. We enter in. We enter into the temple. Oh, the holy temple. Give thanks to the ancient of heaven. Oh, to honor him. Oh, his mercies unto us. Give thanks to the ancient of heaven. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people. Oh, let's shout it in the camp this morning. How excellent is thy name. Lord, we worship you, we praise you, Lord. Oh, his mercies unto us. Oh, your mercies, Jesus. Give thanks to the age. We give you thanks, Lord. For bringing Pastor Tommy McKinstry, Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of day. For bringing Brother
this morning, Lord. Give thanks to the angels. I enter the holy song. Worship you only, Lord. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship. Lord, I worship you, Lord. Lord, I worship.
Sing the next verse, sister.
Oh, let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us.
Let the weight of your glory.
Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
How many believe this morning
Amen.
We have entered into the holiest of holies?
Hallelujah.
And as the prophet said, as you enter there, all the curtains falling behind
Hallelujah.
You, then you reach a place of soundproof.
Amen.
You don't hear anything, but you are in the presence of
yes,
God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. That's where we are standing. On the holy grounds.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this
Hallelujah.
Morning. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We thank you, Lord, for
Hallelujah.
Our precious brother, Tommy, that
Amen.
Is here with us this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we know that, oh God, oh, you are going to speak to us.
Amen.
As you know us individually, Lord, we believe that, Lord Jesus, you will meet each and everyone.
Hallelujah.
According to your
thank you, Lord.
Mercies and according to your
thank
riches
you,
in glory. Amen. We have some few announcements here before we pray. After service, we will do a dedication of Brother Shelton's car. So just take that in mind. And then this morning, we have our precious sister, Teresa, in our midst. That's the mother of Pastor Lubanza. Amen.
Amen.
Coming all the way from South
Amen.
Africa to visit us. God bless you, our sister.
Amen.
God bless you. Oh, God has blessed your womb.
Amen.
Amen. Bringing real soldier of the cross.
Amen.
God richly bless you, sister. Oh, we thank you that you are in our midst this morning. Amen. And as many that have not been here through the weekend, the weekdays, my boy, my second son, Daniel, also is here with us for a week. Daniel, you're welcome.
Hallelujah.
Then we have prayer requests here. How many believe
Amen.
That even before we present this request before the Lord, we have already received the answer?
Amen.
Amen. So we have a request from Brother Vlad asking the saints to remember him as he's waking this morning. How many believe that the Lord will touch him where he is?
Amen.
Then Thank you, Lord. Precious sister Lily also has to leave to work at 12. So we believe that the Lord will go with her.
Amen.
And then we have a prayer request of journeys that to be made. Prayer request for traveling to Croatia at Monday for a few weeks. And that's from Brother Goran and Sister Valencia. Amen. We commit them to the hands of the Lord. And then our precious sister Nachisa also asking the saints for prayer as she travels to Romania. Purpose is for her documents. And that's one of the things we have been praying over in this church here. And so we believe that she will find favor.
Amen.
When she goes over there. How many believe?
Hallelujah.
Oh.
We believe.
In his presence.
In your presence. That's where I am strong. In your presence.
Let us commit all these requests into the hands of the Lord. Let us all pray, with one heart, with one spirit, committing every request here this morning into the hands of the Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We give you.
Thank you, Lord. We bless your goodness, Lord, for your kindness, Lord, Father, for meeting with us, especially, Lord, Father, even in the worship this morning. Please, Lord, grant us your grace, grant us your mercy, Lord, even in the word. Anoint, Lord, Savior, our brother Tommy, Lord. Father, even as he come to deliver, Lord, a word of exhortation unto us, Lord, that he may deliver us, Lord, Father, from this, Lord, Savior. Father, wretched body, Lord, give it to a heavenly height, Lord, Savior, this morning, Lord. Bless our brother, Lord. Grant grace, Lord, Savior, for thou hast sent him here, Lord, Father, to do, Lord, Savior, the work, Lord Savior, even of Lord Savior and Apostle Father. Bless his church, bless his family, Lord. Bless his needs this morning, Lord. Grant us grace this morning, Lord, that we rise up, Lord, Father, that we only see Christ, Lord, in one another, Lord. Grant us long mercy, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We give thee the glory, Lord, this morning, Lord. Oh, Father, be glorified, be magnified, Lord, in every heart, Lord, this morning, Lord. Oh, we bless your name. We raise your name, Lord, from everlasting to everlasting, Lord. Be with the pastor this morning, Lord. Bless him where he be, Lord. Grant him, Lord, Father, rest under the juniper tree, Lord, Savior. Oh, deliver him, Lord, this morning, Lord. Grant grace, Lord, even unto the saints, Lord, the request placed before us, Lord. We commit them unto thee, Lord, and we ask your grace this morning. Give us fervence, Lord. Give us favor, Lord Savior, even upon this morning, Lord. Oh, take us to a higher height, Lord, in all, Lord Savior. Oh, in our beliefs, in the music, Lord Savior. Grant us grace, Lord Father, we pray you this morning. Looking unto thee, Lord, even upon
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you because, Lord, we believe the Lord. Our worship and our praises have been accepted, O God. And Father, as we stand before you, Lord, we know that, O God, you know us individually. Even as your word comes, O God, O Lord, we know you touch each and everyone. Because, Lord, our being here has never been our own. It is you that has called us, and there is a purpose because your word says, no man can approach unto you except the Father draws him. And Father, this morning, you
Hallelujah.
Have put the desire upon our hearts, Lord. You have drawn us to your presence, O God. We know there is for a purpose, O God. So now, Lord Jesus, as we sit at your feet,
Amen.
To hear your word, O God.
Thank you, Lord.
Committing our precious brother, Lord, into your hands. He stands here not on his own, Lord. We know the Holy Spirit will sweep over this pulpit to the pews. And the Lord Jesus, we will see you standing here, O God.
Amen.
And Father, once again, we want to say thank you for all that you have done for us. And Father, we thank you for our precious sister, Teresa, all the way from South Africa, Daniel from Italy, and now our precious brother, Goran and Valencia, traveling, and Nachisa, oh Lord, Father, grant them genuine mercies. Oh, the captain of the Lord host, take lead.
Amen.
And bring them back, oh Lord, with testimonies to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Now the hour has come. Lord, speak. Speak to us.
Amen.
Speak this morning, Lord.
Yes.
As the song leader
Amen, Lord.
Usher in the preacher, we sing, speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord.
For this invitation to come.
Amen.
And I do greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when our sister gave the testimony about the baby had the adenoids removed from his nose, I had the same thing when I was a young boy. And it never did affect me any. And we just thank the Lord sometimes. You know, one time when a woman came to Brother Branham, and he told her that the angel told him to tell her to go to the doctors. And the doctor just gave her something and it fixed the problem. And God does use doctors. We know that.
Amen.
God can do a miracle. We believe that.
Amen.
God can just do about anything.
Amen.
And we just thank the Lord for whatever he does.
Amen.
Amen. I want us to turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. And just over a week ago, I couldn't get this one verse out of my head for over a week. In the morning and the evening, this verse kept coming and coming and coming. And I just had to preach on it. Let's read from verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Amen. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transaction and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them? Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you this morning for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I plead the merits of the blood over my life, over this service. I come against every demonic power in the name of Jesus. I command it to be bound in Jesus' name. Lord, I take the blessed Holy Ghost and I thank you, undertake for me in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I want this morning to take three words from this verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And this first word, escape's a wonderful word. And we are living in the world today of escapism. People wanting us to escape. And you know, our society, our country, whether it's here or Africa or India or America or wherever, they have all many different forms of escapism. And people are trying to escape responsibility. Amen. They try to escape many different things. And many people try to escape boredom. And the way they try to escape the boredom is by television, by the movies, by the computers. There's many different ways. The devil has provided a lot. All to escape the real responsibility of life. Yes. And this is a form of escapism. Others go farther than the television. They go further than the movies. They go further than a computer game. They go into drink. They go into drugs. They go into all types of things to escape their real responsibility. To escape boredom. To seek a false friendship. And they go into all these things as a form of escapism. But we know it's not escape, because sin is pictured as beautiful. And the Bible says the pleasure of sin lasts but for a season. So sin, Brother Branham talks a lot about it. He says sin's beautiful. Look how that the beauty of woman was predicted to a woman would get more beautiful as we come to the end. And he typed it to the church. And he said it would happen. And in many of his messages you hear him talk about it. And he paints a picture of sin being so beautiful. But yet there's death in it. It produces death. But people want this a form of escapism. To escape our responsibility. Now, when you hear what I have to preach this morning, you will be under a responsibility before God. You will have to make a decision. We don't know that we'll have another service. We can become so familiar with a preacher, so familiar with church, so familiar with the things that God's shown us. We can become so familiar that we neglect these things which the Lord's given us. But we don't know that we'll have another day. We don't know that we'll have another opportunity. Because the day of God's wrath is near. And the day of God's judgment is very near. And I believe that there's no eighth messenger to come to this Laodicean age. But the seventh was the last one prophesied. And he has come and gone. And we're at the end time. And there's many saying, look, they step on from him. They're the eighth, but there's no scripture for it. And I believe the scripture to be the absolute. No other book But the Word of God is my foundation, is my absolute. This Bible, this Word of God, that we're built upon the doctrine of the apostles and prophets and none other. But you see, many people that try to escape also the calling of God. And many times when God's moving on a man, moving on a woman, many people try to escape that call of God, that hand of God that's moving upon them. They try to run from it. They try to go from it. We know that Jonah was told to go to Nineveh, but he never went to Nineveh. He took a ship to Tarshish. He didn't do what God said. He didn't go God's way. He tried to go his own way. But because he was a prophet, because he was a man of God, God brought trouble upon him. God brought circumstances upon him so that he would turn and do the thing God wanted him to do. You could be sitting in this very room this morning and you know that I'm talking to you because God could have been speaking to you. God could have been moving upon you and God could have been calling you as a man of God, but you're running from it. You're going from it. You're trying to get away from it. But David said, where shall we go from thy presence, O Lord? If we go to hell, you're there. If we go up to heaven, you're there. We cannot escape the presence of the Lord. But many people are trying to escape the call of God. Maybe you've come to church and God has already spoke to you. God has already moved upon you. God has already dealt with you, but you're running from it. You're trying to escape from it. Well, I can tell you this morning, if the hand of the Lord is upon you and you're elect, you're going to come. So you'd better come when God moves you. But many people are running from the call of God. Many people try to escape the call of God. And the goading of their conscience. Conscience is a wonderful thing. The Bible speaks of a man going so far away from God and the things of God that his conscience can become seared out with a hot iron. And the Spirit of God will work with him no more. And the Spirit of God will deal with him no more. And God can move upon people and move upon people and move upon people. But the time can come when God will no more speak, when God will no more move, when God will no more visit. The time will come when they spurned God's mercy, Brother Branham said, for the very last time. And he said, when that time comes, you can cry on the altar, you can weep, but it's too late. Like Esau sought the birthright bitterly with tears, but he never did find it. It was too late. But when God's moving in you, young person, you better hear the call of God. And don't goad your conscience, but you better hear your conscience. You better turn to the Lord and seek the Lord while you can find the Lord. Maybe some are doing it this morning. You know God's spoken to you. Your conscience bothers you over sin you've committed. You know Christians can sin. And a lot of Christians do sin. And a lot of Christians, they can boo-hoo on the altar and fall on the knees and say, Lord, forgive me. But it won't be forgiven if it's done against a brother or if it's done against a sister. You need to go to that brother. You need to go to that sister. You need to put it right. You need to ask them to forgive you. You need to make reconciliation. Or God won't bless you the way he wants to bless you. God won't move in your home the way God wants to move in your home. You're the one that's blocking the move of God. You're the one that's stopping the flow of the Spirit of God. And you know it's you if your conscience pricks you and if your conscience bothers you. You say, but that could never be me. David was a man after God's own heart. But David put Uriah the Hittite to the forefront of the battle, and he slept with his wife. Then he set out to kill that woman's husband, and he put him to the front of the battle so that he could die, so that he could have his wife. And the man did die, and he was a faithful servant. He tried to get him drunk. He tried to get him to go home and sleep with his wife. but he wouldn't go home. He wouldn't sleep with his wife. He had such respect for David. And let me tell you, don't look to the man of God and think he's so wonderful and he's so glorious. And let me tell you, he'll let you down. He'll fail you because he's not God. He's just a man. And this man looked at David, but David failed him. David let him down. David took his wife. The thing was precious to him. And God sent a prophet down to David. And God spoke to David and told him the little tail of the lamb, that somebody had just one lamb and somebody took the lamb. And David said, boy, we better get them sorted out. And the prophet said, you're the man. You're the man. Don't put it over on your neighbor. It's for you, not for somebody else. You're the one. And you know that that woman had a child to David. And David cried because the child took sick, but the child died. Then God sent a prophet to David and said, your sins are now forgiven. David had to make restitution. David had to put things right. You know why David was a man after God's own heart? Because he repented. He repented. That's what made him a man after God's own heart. It wasn't the great works he did. It wasn't the great, you know, leading of the army that made him it. It was because he repented that he was a man after God's own heart. Many people, instead of facing the conscience, their conscience, and of admitting to their sin, they dodge the issue. You find some way of escaping responsibility. Many people want to put it on somebody else, but she said, but he said, Adam, Eve tried to escape the responsibility. Adam tried to escape the responsibility, but they couldn't escape it. They couldn't escape it. God gave them a responsibility. He put them in the garden. He placed everything in the garden that they were ever going to need. And they did what they weren't meant to do. And they partook of what they weren't meant to partake. And it brought them into spiritual death, then physical death. And the reason that your hair falls out, the reason your hair turns gray, the reason your bones get sore and you get old in life, you can thank Adam and Eve for that, because they didn't stick up to the responsibility. But the enemy got in. They stepped out from behind God's fortress. What did Brother Branham tell us? God's fortress was the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God is God's fortress. But they stepped out from behind the Word. They reasoned with the Word. And sin got in. And death got in. And destruction got in. And it passed till every generation. Our text tells us this morning, how shall we escape? How shall we escape? Adam and Eve tried to escape, but they couldn't escape. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's only life through Christ. There's not life in the church. There's not life in an organization. There's not life in some book you can pick in a bookshelf. But there's only life in one word, one book. That's God's book, the Word of God. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the life. Jesus is the one that God sent to save. He's the only one can save. He's the only one will save. This is why our religion is superior to every other religion, because Jesus died, but he rose again from the dead. Death had no claim on him. Death has a claim on Buddha. Death has a claim on Muhammad. But death has no claim on Jesus, because he knew no sin. He had no sin. He's a spotless, he's a blameless Son of the living God. Now, do you know the Bible says this gospel must be preached in all the world before the end comes? It doesn't say this doctrine must be preached. It said this gospel. You look what the prophet talks about that. He said that's demonstrating not just words, but a demonstration of the power of God. A demonstration of the gospel of God. Like the first church, they demonstrated the gospel. They were men of God. They were women of God. They demonstrated the power of God. And that spirit of Elijah that's come in the 20th century is to turn our hearts back to that original apostolic faith that the first church had, so that we'll have the real gospel and preach the real gospel. How shall we escape if we neglect? How shall we escape? We know that death is separation from God. And there's a place called hell. No man or woman ever wants to go to. And hell wasn't made for man. Hell was made for the devil and his fallen angels. But when you reject Christ, when you reject God's mercy, when you reject this way of salvation, there's no place for your soul, only hell. There's no avenue for you to go, only the avenue of hell. You are lost if you don't know Jesus. You are lost. You're dead in your trespasses. You're dead in your sins. And you need quickened this morning. And the church can't quicken you, but the Holy Spirit can quicken you. And the blood of Jesus can cleanse you and make you a new creature. You say, brother, but we are all message believers. Let me tell you something this morning. When I was in Australia 2 years ago, me and my father was there. And I won't name what city or town it was, but I was there. And a young man came to where we were staying. And he poured his heart out to us and he told us his testimony. And he said he was in a great message church. And he packed the spoken word books. And he dressed lovely. And he looked wonderful. And his wife had long hair and a long dress. And she didn't act like the world. And she didn't look like the world. And they attended every service. And they attended every meeting. But he says, brother, we were both hypocrites. If ever there was a pair of hypocrites, we were them pair of hypocrites. No, we said we were message believers. We weren't born again. We weren't saved. We didn't really know Jesus. We could quote you from the quotes from the message, but we never were born again. We never had the life that the prophet had. We never had the experience that the prophet talked about. We didn't know the God of William Branham, but we packed the books with the wife with the long hair. Everything looked right, but it wasn't right. He said he would come home from service and get himself a bottle of wine and get drunk in his house. And all sorts was going on. You can't fool God.
Amen.
See, you can straighten them up and get them all right, but if they're not born again, they're still lost.
Amen.
They're still on their way to hell. You can pack the church ages under one arm, the seals under the other arm, but if they've never had a birth, they're lost. And they're still not saved.
Amen.
And sure, I do give them the seals and the church ages. I believe in it.
Amen.
But it won't save them if they don't do what's in the book.
Amen.
But he told us, he said he was a real hypocrite. But he knew it. He knew it. And he said he decided, him and his wife, they sat down. And they said, look, we're going to move to Australia from where they were before, and I won't mention it, so you'll never know who they were.
Amen.
But they moved to Australia, and he decided that he wouldn't be a hypocrite no more. He'd stopped going to church. They'd finished with the whole thing. And everybody thought they were believers. They were baptized and everything. Oh, brother, they looked the part. His wife's hair was right down her back. She was beautiful. Lovely long dresses, but lost as lost can be. But he says that they moved house, the Spirit of God convicted him. And the Spirit of God moved upon him. And he went to a service one night, and the power of God came on him. And the power of God hit him. And he fell on the altar and he got saved. That's a strange word, isn't it? The word saved. There's not much talk today about the word saved.
Amen.
A lot of people talk about the message, but they never talk about being saved.
Amen.
But if you're not saved, you're not in the message.
Amen.
You're lost.
Amen.
Carrying a book don't save you.
Amen.
Growing your hair don't save you.
Amen.
Wearing a long dress don't save you. Oh, sure, it's all good. It's all scriptural.
Amen.
But if you've never had a birth, if you've never had an experience, if you've never come to the altar, you're lost. Absolutely lost. And this man, he knew it. He knew it. But he fell on that altar and he turned to the Lord. And he cried for salvation. And he went home and his wife got saved. And they dedicated their lives to Jesus Christ. Now they were real message believers. Not only had they got the book, but they'd got someone in here. Which is the born again experience. Born from within. The Holy Ghost in the inside. Working to the outside. Birthing you. Making you a new creature in Christ Jesus. And I'll tell you, God changed them. And I went to a certain church. And nobody turned up for prayer that night. Just this one brother and one other brother. Two people turned up for prayer. In this big, large church. Big, large church, but they had no time for praying. And this brother turned up and another brother turned up with them. And me and my father went with them to prayer meeting. And I want you to know in Dublin this morning, when that brother, he knew how to pray. And he fell on the altar and he prayed for the pastor. He prayed for the pews. He prayed for the people in them. He prayed for the church. He prayed for the move of God. He prayed for the Spirit of God to move in that place. I never heard praying like it. But I rejoiced in it, brother. We thought it's never going to stop. He prayed half the night. That's how it used to be in Africa. When they got the praying, they prayed all night. Not the truth, brother. I tell you, we can neglect so many things. But we need to know that the day of judgment is near. Look with me at this sixth seal in Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6. Verse 12. And I beheld when he opened the sixth seal. And lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. The stars of heaven fell onto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks of the mountain, and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of this wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Brothers and sisters, Brother Branham said, we are finding still mercy. And he says, we're thankful to God that we're finding still mercy. But here in this sixth seal, that the wrath of God is coming, and the wrath of God this morning is nearer today than it's ever been before. The wrath of God is at hand. And I'll tell you, when this rapture takes place, when the catching up goes, all hell is going to break loose on this earth. And you don't want to be here then, but you want to be part of that escape bride that's raptured. That's caught away to be with the Lord. Because this day of God's wrath's coming. And you can't be part of that bride just by words. Just by saying, well, you know, I'm a good person. You must have an experience. You must be born again of the Spirit of God. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost. People say, if I believe the message for my day, I've got it. That's only half the truth. Quote the rest of it. Say what the prophet says. Amen. The prophet said you must believe the message for your day. And the life of Jesus Christ living in you. Amen. The life of Jesus Christ living in you. Amen. The life of Jesus Christ living in you. Amen. Won't curse your brother out. It won't curse your sister out. The life of Jesus Christ living in you. Amen. Will have compassion for the lost and dying world. That's what the life of Jesus will do. This day of this wrath's coming. You know, you could look at Matthew 24, verse 29 and 30. Jesus preached the sixth seal. He never preached the seventh seal, but he preached the sixth seal. Jesus did. Amen. And he preached this sixth seal. And we know this is a tribulation. The bride's going to go. The tribulation's going to come in. It's called in the Bible the time of Jacob's trouble. There's never been a time before this. God is warning people today over the world. God is speaking to people today. People's got so lackadaisic. People's got so led back. You know, I was listening to a message the other day. 1965, I've been listening over and over and over, 1965. There's something about 1965 messages. I'm going to tell you what it is this morning. Brother Branham's going back to real evangelistic preaching in 1965 because he knows it's near. And in one sermon, he's preaching in California and he prophesies right on the pulpit, California, turn, turn from your wicked way. And he preaches it. And he says he's tried to leave the platform several times, but he can't do it. He says, someone's held me here. Then he says, the steering wheel has been taken out of my hands. You know, it's where he gives a preview of the bride. And he says, they're going up, he said, going up naked. Then he sees another one dressed with a long dress, with long hair. Marching downward, Christian soldiers marching up. And they, he says they started to just get out of line a bit. And he shouted. Then he woke up. How many knows he said that?
Amen.
Brothers, it's later than we think.
Yes, yes, yes.
This day of God's wrath's near.
Yes.
This day of God's judgment's near. And when this day of God's judgment comes, there's going to be no escape.
Yes.
Noah built an ark to the saving of his house. Noah was crazy. Absolutely a lunatic to that generation.
That's right.
They said he's a lunatic. Building an ark. Sure, we know it's never been rain. Dew comes down at night and waters the ground. There's no such thing as rain. But Noah was God's prophet.
Amen.
Noah never asked God, give me a new revelation. Mm-hmm. The first one was all right.
Yes.
He never changed it.
Yeah.
You be careful when some boy comes and he tells you, I can add on to what's already been said. You watch out.
Yeah.
I've saw that before. Yeah. And the next thing you know, he'll tell you you're in the millennium.
Yeah.
He'll tell you some doctrine that'll take you away from God. It'll take you away from the church. It's off the devil. If they speak not according to the law and the prophets, there's no truth in them.
Yeah.
That's what this absolute says. Yeah. We need to say it how it's been said.
Hallelujah.
Nothing different.
Yes.
Don't add to the book.
Yes.
Don't take from the book.
Yes.
Speak the book.
Yes.
She eat the book and prophesy.
Yes.
Speak the book.
Amen.
No, he preached it. He preached it for 120 years. One day, God said, come on in. How do you think the oxen came? Do you think Noah went out with a stick round the fields to get the cattle in? And you eagles now, I'll get myself a net and I'll catch the eagles and the turtle doves and pray. No, Noah didn't do that. God brought them in.
Yes.
It's God's work. It's God. Her brother quoted it. That him, the Father brings us. It's the Father that draws us. If the Father doesn't draw us, we can't come. No man seeks God. God seeks man. God brought all that creation into that ark. And into that ark they came. And God closed the door. You look this up, what the prophet says about this. The prophet of God says, look, that old fool has closed himself in. But Noah never closed himself in. God sealed them in. You remember I preached here in Dublin? Sealed in, sealed out. How many remembers that? Sealed in, sealed out. Noah was sealed in. And the world was sealed out. The day of God's wrath was upon them, but nothing seemed to be happening, so they thought it was still okay. 7 days still remained. When Noah was in the ark, 7 days still remained. And nothing seemed to happen in the 7 days. All they did was make more fun of Noah and mock Noah. But the rain came. And the fountains of the deep opened up. And the floods came. And the multitudes perished. How could Noah be right? And the thousands and the millions wrong. But Noah was right. Because Noah was God's man. And Noah had God's message. And only 8 souls were saved. Does not the word of God say, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man's revealed. So shall it be as it was, so shall it be. We're at the end time. And people are neglecting. And people, there's no escape. There's no escape. For us that are saved and sealed, we're on our way. But there's others that's not saved and they're not sealed. There's others playing church. There's others playing games. What we say in Ireland here, they're fiddling about. But I'll tell you, when this rapture wreck actually takes place, when the catching up goes, playing games won't take you in.
Amen.
You'll have to be real.
Amen.
You'll have to have the seal.
Amen.
And if you don't have the seal, you're not going. And I'll tell you, it's near at hand. You can look at Exodus 10, verse 21, and Daniel 12. And I'm not going to read it for the sake of time, but you know in Exodus chapter 10, verse 21 to 23, is a type of this sixth seal, a type of this tribulation. And the book of Daniel 12, when you read from verse 1 to 10 of Daniel 12, it says that these things were sealed up. Daniel, the things that you've saw, seal it up.
Amen.
For it shall be for a time and a time.
Amen.
Which is this end time. And these great truths that we know today, we take them so lightly.
Amen.
We know so much, we think nothing of it. There has to be a sincerity.
Yes.
Brother Branham says what we need is a revival of simplicity.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Amen.
A revival of simplicity.
Amen.
Don't send me somebody deeper.
Yes.
But send us some reality.
Amen.
That we'll get real with God.
Amen.
That we'll know this God that the prophet knew in a personal way. But he said, seal it up. It's for the end time. And brothers, we're living at the end time. When the seals has been taken of the book. The book is open. The seals are of the book. The coming of the Lord is near. This should make us a fearful people. This should make us know that judgment is at the door.
Amen.
The terrible day of tribulation is coming. How shall you escape? If you turn down God's Son and do despite to the blood of the covenant, the awful dire of judgment and condemnation is coming. Who shall be able to stand? I want to read you this morning from the Church Age book, chapter 9. I want you to listen this carefully as I read it. Harvest time, yes, harvest time. The two vines that grew together and intertwined their branches are now to be separated. The fruits of those vines which are at such variance will be gathered into the separate garners. The two spirits will go to their separate destinations. Now it is time to heed the final call that comes only to the wheat bride. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye, wheat, receive not her tares. Plagues, the great tribulation of the sixth seal, Matthew 24, the last warning of the Spirit, Revelation 3:22. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. This is the last warning. There will not be another. The throne room has been set up. The 12 foundations have been laid. The streets of gold have been paved. The gates of gigantic pearls are raised and hinged. Like a pyramid she stands so fair and glorious. The heavenly beings who have been prepared her watch breathlessly. For she glistens and shines with the glory that is unearthly. Every facet of her beauty tells a story of amazing grace and Jesus' love. She is a city prepared for a prepared people. She awaits only for her inhabitants, and soon they will throng her streets with joy. Yes, it is the last call. The Spirit will not speak in another age. The ages are over, but thank God at this moment, this age is not over. He's yet crying, and his cry is not only in the spiritual ear of man by a Spirit, but once again, a prophet is in the land. Amen. Once more, God will reveal the truth as he did to Paul in the days of the seventh messenger, in the days of the Laodicean age. Its messenger will reveal the mysteries of God as revealed to Paul. He will speak out, and those who receive that prophet in his own name will receive the benefit, effect of that prophet's ministry. Amen. And they that will hear him will be blessed to become part of the bride of the last day, who are mentioned in Revelations 22 verse 17. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Amen. The corn of wheat, the bride wheat, that fell into the ground at Nicaea has come back to the original word grain again. Praise God forever. Yes, listen to the authenticated prophet of God who appears in this last age. What he says from God, the bride will say. The Spirit and the prophet and the bride will be saying the same thing. Amen. And what they will say will have already been said in the word. They are saying it now. Come out of her, from among her now, and be ye separate. The cry has gone out. The cry has gone out. How long will the voice cry? We do not know. But one thing we do know, it won't be long. Amen. For this is the last age. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The Spirit has spoken. The setting sun is about to fade until eternity for the church ages. Then it will be all over. Then it will be too late to come. But if somewhere in this series God has dealt with you by His Spirit, may even now turn to Him in repentance and give your life to Him, that by His Spirit He may give you eternal life. Amen. This is what it says, the last call, the last voice, the last message, the last age. But people are neglecting it. People are turning it down. They're thinking, we've time left. Plenty of time left. Plenty of time to fool about. Plenty of time to play games. But the time's up. And it's soon going to be, time shall be no more. We're approaching this day of God's wrath. We're approaching this day when it's all over. And it'll be too late. There won't be another church service. There won't be another prayer meeting. There won't be another baptism. There won't be another dedication. It'll be all over. It'll be too late. How shall we escape if we neglect this great salvation? There will be no escape. There can be no escape. But judgment lays ahead for this world. Judgment lays ahead for the unbeliever, for the Christ mocker, for those that says, crucify him, away with him. But what will you do with Jesus called Christ? What will you do with the word in your day? What will you do with the word of God that's given to you? Will you believe it? Will you accept it? Will you not just say it? Will you live it? Will you be birthed? Will you be born again and filled with the Spirit of God? Will you be ready for this coming King? Will you be one that says, I'm going in the rapture? Come what will, come what may, I'm going to go. I know I'm going. I've been sealed. I've been filled with the Holy Spirit. God's in me, and I know I'm ready. Can you say that this morning? Are you playing games? You playing church? You fiddling about? I tell you, it'll be too late when this thing takes place. We don't know how long we have left. We can arrange the rest of this year, and this year's almost over. But you might never see the end of it. Amen. Let me tell you a fatal story. You enjoying the Word of God? Listen, I hope you understand me this morning. I've been so compelled by God. God has dealt with me as a preacher. And God has told me, stay in the ministry I've given you. Come back to simplicity. Preach the gospel. Don't fool apart. because the time's too late. Don't try to be some other boy, some other fella. Stay in the calling God's called you. Listen, this will I tell you this fatal story. In the year 1900, there was one connection between the island of Galveston and the mainland of Texas by an iron bridge. On a fatal day in the year 1900, the United States government sent warning after warning to the citizens of that city that there was a terrible hurricane was coming their way and that they should escape for their lives over that iron bridge to the mainland. It was a causeway where the trains and vehicles would go to safety. There was no other way out, only over this bridge. Only over the bridge. Remember, there's only one way today, that's Christ. Amen. He's only one way. Amen. Praise God. Over the iron bridge to the mainland. It was a causeway to safety. But the citizens of the city looked at the blue skies and the quiet of the sea and heeded not the warnings. In a false peace, went to bed and went to sleep. You remember that there's a false peace prophesied to come. Yes. When they should say peace and safety,
amen.
Sudden destruction,
yes,
shall come upon them, yes, like a woman in travail. Oh, I tell you, brethren, don't be fooled.
Amen.
This day is near.
Amen.
And the dark and terror of the frightful night, a gentle breeze turned into wind. And the wind turned into hurricane. And the hurricane turned into torrential rain. And the torrential rain turned into a tidal wave. And the tidal wave went over the island, destroying the bridge like a match. Like a stem, smashed it, blew it away, washed it away. And when the way of hope and escape is spurned, there remains no other avenue of salvation. Nothing remains but judgment. Judgment. It's all that remains when you turn down Christ and His blood and His word. When you turn down what God has sent in the 20th century to turn you. The spirit of Elijah is a heart-turning spirit. It's sent to turn us back. But when you turn it down, judgment remains. Judgment remains. Oh, brother, don't turn it down today, but come to Christ. Come for mercy while there's mercy. Hebrews 10, verse 26 to 31. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 to 31. Look what it says. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. But a certain fearful looking for the judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy who have trodden underfoot the Son of God and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and have done despite under the Spirit of grace. For ye know him that have said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Amen.
A fearful thing. You know that the scripture says, beware lest God takes you with a stroke. And you know, you think of it. If you have a pen this morning, and you have someone written on a book, and just one stroke of the pen goes through it. For yes or no, your stroke of your pen decides. And God can take a man with just like a stroke of a pen. He's gone. He's no more. He's gone into the eternity, into the presence of the Lord, or into the judgments of God. Here's my second thought this morning, neglect. We have saw here there's no escape. But what about this neglect? How God's people are so neglectful. This is for you believers. I'm going to preach it. I'm going to preach it. I don't care if I'm popular, brother.
Yes.
It doesn't worry me at all.
Amen.
You see, sometimes if you like the preacher too much, not a good thing.
Amen.
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 Brother Branham said, even if it takes the hide off you,
amen,
you do it if it's the truth.
Amen.
Not what he said. And I love you in the Lord.
Amen.
I really do. How shall we escape when we neglect? But many things that God's provided we have neglected.
Amen.
Now, most of us have all the sermons, but how often do we hear them?
Yes, sir.
Most of us have all the books, but how often do we read them? All of us, I'm sure, has a Bible. This is the bread from heaven. This is the word of God. How often do we read our Bible?
Amen.
You say, oh, but brother, we don't need the Bible today. Then the devil's deceived you.
Amen.
Let me tell you that.
Yes.
Let me tell you this here, what a prophet told two men. Two young men came to Brother Branham. And they said, Brother Branham, we believe you're a mighty prophet. And he said, thank you, brothers. And they said, now, Brother Branham, you've been such a man and in such a place with God. We're two young men that wants to be the top of the pile. We want you to tell us what we can do that we'll reach the top. And Brother Branham says, I can tell you.
Amen.
And boy, they were waiting on some big glorious revelation. Brother Branham said, brothers, read your Bible.
Amen.
And pray every day.
Amen.
And you'll be the top of the pile.
Amen.
But how many times do we neglect the Word of God?
Amen.
People say, I don't understand the message, but they never read the Bible.
Amen.
The Bible and the message come out of this Bible.
Amen.
The Bible never come out of the message.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
The message come out of this Bible.
Amen.
The message is not another Bible. But it's the things that was already in the Bible, revealed, made known.
Amen.
When the angel said, you be careful that you don't get tricked. For they're going to ask you, will you write another Bible? But you will not.
Amen.
It's in this Bible.
Amen.
But it's been sealed up like we read from Daniel. But these seals were to be opened by the Lamb of God at the right time. Thank God today they're open. And we know the truth on original sin.
Amen.
We know that the serpent seed, how it came. Because these seals it's been opened.
Amen.
We know the truth on the rapture.
Amen.
We know so many great truths.
Amen.
But don't neglect the reading of the Word of God.
Amen.
Don't neglect praying.
Amen.
When people backslide, they stop praying.
Amen.
Just like a relationship. You get to the stage, you never look at your wife or tell her that you love her. You know, you just go into the house and out of the house. You know. Then one day you turn to give her a wee kiss. She'll wonder what's happening. You haven't looked at her for months. So many people neglect the Lord in prayer. God wants us to pray. The Bible says we're to pray without ceasing.
Amen.
We're baptized once into the body by one Spirit.
Amen.
But you can be filled many times.
Yes.
And people need to be refilled.
Yes.
Refilled. And the Bible says be continually filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
And we must continually pray.
Amen.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19 tells us, we have also more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed. It's unto light that shineth in darkness until the day dawn and the day star arises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Too many preachers that don't have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Preaching. We need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
People say you're Pentecost. Well, Brother Branham was Pentecost.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, I am Pentecost by experience.
Amen.
Not by a dead name.
Amen.
But by birth.
Amen.
By an experience.
Amen.
A Pentecostal experience.
Amen.
We need the Holy Spirit. Well, we're not going. Oh, but brother, I know man's told us another way. Listen to me. in England, if you go on your internet, put you in your internet, the greatest train robbery in England. And you'll find that in England, that these fellas decided they would rob a train. And they set up a false light on the run on the train line. And when the train came near this light, they put the false light on. Because the train driver knew when he saw this red light, he had to stop. But they had the right light rigged. It was a false light. And they stopped for the false light. And they were robbed. Amen. Don't let somebody rob you and tell you you don't need the Holy Ghost. Because you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Holy Ghost is not just some words, but it is an experience with God. Amen. And outside of that experience, you're not ready to go.
Amen.
I don't care what you claim you know.
Amen.
You need the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus said there was 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish, they all were virgins.
Amen.
That means they were all clean. They all had lamps. But 5 had lamps, their oil ran out. You ever watch what Brother Branham says about the different denominations other than the Pentecostals? He says, look how they're coming to get the oil. That's how you know it's near.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Amen.
5 had the oil and the lamps. They had the lamps trimmed. Do you know what it means to trim your lamp?
Amen.
There's a wick and a lamp.
Yes, sir.
And you have to trim the wick.
That's right.
Chop it off.
Amen.
Didn't Brother Branham say we need another Sephora? A cutting back, it means.
Mm.
A trimming.
Amen.
A circumcision, which is a type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
A trimming back. And a filling with the oil. So their lamps is full. Psalms 19 verse 7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise is simple. God gave you the Bible to convert your soul. Yet some neglect the reading of this precious word. My, go into the church ages and you'll see how people died for the word of God. They died so that you could have the word of God. But the Bible is just kept on the shelf in many homes to gather the dust. But a prophet said, you believe a prophet? Brother Branham, I believe God's prophet.
Amen.
He said, read your Bible and pray every day if you want to get close to the Lord.
Amen.
How are you going to know what he's talking about? He's preaching from the Bible.
That's right.
But if you don't read the Bible, you won't know what he's talking about.
Yes.
You'll think you do, but you don't. If you can't show it from this book, don't talk about it.
Amen.
Must come from this word. He said, check it with the word.
Amen.
Check it with the word. The absolute.
Amen.
Check it with the word. Seek ye the Lord. Don't neglect him. Isaiah 56 verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. If you're in this church today and you're not saved, if you don't know Christ, if you've never had an experience, you need to seek the Lord today. Your mother's experience won't do you.
Amen.
God has no grandchildren.
Yes.
Amen.
Only sons and daughters.
Amen.
You need to come.
Amen.
You need to call on the Lord. You need the Holy Spirit. You need this experience. You need to seek God. You need to call out for salvation. Let me tell you this story. Am I all right for time?
Amen.
Amen.
There was a famous preacher. He was an evangelist. And he was invited onto a television program. But unknown to the evangelist, they were setting him up. And they had an atheist on the program. And they got him on this program and the television going and the crew, the cameras all going. And the atheist says to this evangelist, you're always preaching about the blood of Jesus that it cleanses from all sin. And then he said, why is there so many drunkards? Why is there so many of this and that? And he took all the things in the world. Why are they? Have this blood so powerful? The preacher was sitting praying, asking the Lord for an answer. And then they said, well, preacher, go ahead. And he says, my good man, if we go today down to the shop and buy a bar of soap, and we buy the bar of soap, we have soap in our possession.
Amen.
We can bring the soap home and go into the bathroom and fill the bath or the sink with the water. And we've got the soap and the water, but we're still not clean.
Amen.
Though we have the soap, though we have the water, we're still not clean.
Amen.
But if we apply the soap,
amen,
and wash in the soap,
amen,
and bathe in the soap will wash us, the soap will clean us.
Amen.
And the Bible says in Malachi, it's like the fuller's soap,
amen,
like the refiner's fire.
Amen.
But you must apply it.
Yes.
And God in the 20th century sent the Malachi messenger.
Amen.
What did he preach? He preached a message called the token.
Amen.
The token's what he preached.
Amen.
And he said, apply the token.
Yes.
Apply the token.
Yes.
The token's available. The token's here. But you must apply it.
Yes.
And if you don't apply it,
yes,
it won't work on you.
Amen.
Just like if your hands is dirty,
uh-huh,
or your face is dirty, you wash in the soap.
Uh-huh.
And the soap cleans you. And the Bible says, what can wash away my sins?
Yes.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, I love to preach on the blood.
Yes.
Brother Branham said, Jesus' blood's unique.
Yes.
He said, every man was born a sinner. Death was in his blood. Sin was in his bloodstream. But he says, the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary. And he created within her womb all the things. And I don't have to say it. You know what I'm saying.
Amen.
That holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be the child Jesus. And a prophet said it wasn't Jewish blood.
Yes.
It wasn't Gentile blood.
Amen.
But it was God's own blood in his veins.
Amen.
It was God's blood. Therefore there was no sin in that blood.
Amen.
It was the pure bloodstream of Almighty God, which had life in the blood. For Leviticus 14 says that the life was in the blood.
Amen.
And the life was in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Eternal life. Death had no claim on Jesus.
Amen.
Death had a claim on every man.
Yes.
But it had no claim on Jesus.
Amen.
Because he was born without sin.
Amen.
You know the story where the prophet tells us about the bumblebee? And the bee stings you and it lodges a stinger in you. When the bee leaves a stinger in your flesh, it flies away and it dies. And Jesus Christ at the cross, the sting of death was lodged in his flesh. And the stinger that gave the sting of death died at Calvary. He knows he's a short time to go. Jesus took the sting out of death. Because he loves you.
Amen.
And he wants to save you.
Amen.
He was wounded for our transgressions.
Amen.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Amen.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we were healed.
Amen.
As a sheep before the shears is dumb, as a lamb he opened not his mouth. I tell you, this is this man, Jesus, that died for you.
Amen.
This is the man William Branham preached.
Amen.
Brothers, we need to preach the gospel.
Yes. Amen.
Listen to me this morning. God's provided way. Here's a little quotation. It's still God's provided way. God hasn't changed a bit.
Amen.
For this gospel must be preached till every kindred, tongue, a nation for a witness unto the end. Then will the end come. Here the gospel is preached, but some let the minds wander during the preaching. This is another thing in church. People come to church and they're not in church. They're in a building, but they're not in church.
Amen.
They're fiddling about. Their minds are on a television program. Their minds are on a computer game. They're in and out and in and out. Let me tell you, let your mind be stayed on the Word of God. Let it be stayed on the Word of God. Cast down reasoning. Cast down vain imagination. Think upon whatsoever things are lovely. Think upon whatsoever things are pure. Meditate upon these things. Meditate upon these things. Think upon these things. Let me, is it all right if I talk about him with the prophet?
Amen.
Some people don't like that today. I know there's people that goes over the top. But I don't believe I'm one of them. But I believe God sent a message. He told a brother once, he says, "Brother, what you see in the meeting's nothing. When I go out to the wilderness, he meets me there. He talks to me there. I get to relax with him. He visits me in visions. He speaks to me." His mind was always on the things of God. And our mind must be upon the things of God. Our focus must be upon the things of God. How do you get your focus on the things of God? Read your Bible. Pray. Read the message. Listen to the voice of the seventh angel. Don't put the tapes on the shelf for dust collection. Lift them down. Hear the voice. Hear the voice. Hear the voice. Read the book. Eat the book. Prophesy. Don't neglect it. Don't neglect it. This gospel must be preached. John 10 verse 14 says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent?"
Amen.
If they don't preach, they're not sent.
Hallelujah.
God doesn't need philosophers. God needs preachers.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. The Bible says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel."
Amen.
Preach the gospel.
Amen.
And you listen to 1965 and you bear me record. Brother Branham says, "I'm trying to get back to evangelism."
Amen.
Because when he laid the cornerstone, he wrote on it. What did he write? "Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry.
Amen.
For the time will come when they won't endure sound doctrine.
Yes.
But they'll heap to themselves teachers."
Yes.
Having itching ears. Heaps of teachers, but very few preachers. Brother, we need preachers today.
Amen.
We may need men with fire in their belly.
Amen.
We need men called of God.
Yes.
To go forth and preach the word of God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Demonstrate the gospel.
Amen.
Brother Branham said demonstration is not just talking. But it's laying hands on the sick.
Yes.
It's praying for the sick. Amen. It's doing what Jesus called us to do.
Amen.
Heal the sick.
Yes.
Raise the dead.
Yes.
Cast out devils. Freely of your seed. Freely give.
Amen.
I tell you, the prophet displayed it. The prophet showed it.
Amen.
You say, "But he was God's prophet." I know we won't have that ministry. It's unique. But he said, "You pastors can lay hands on the sick."
Amen.
"You preachers can lay hands on the sick."
Amen.
"You're called to feed the sheepfold." And he said, "That's laying hands on the sick."
Amen.
And praying for them. God's called every preacher to pray for the sick.
Amen.
Mark 16 says, "These signs shall follow."
Amen.
"Them that believe."
Amen.
Do you believe today?
Amen.
Then these signs have to follow.
Amen.
Many times you hear the truth, but you don't obey it.
Amen.
You know the truth. It's like water baptism. How many times do you preach to people the truth on water baptism, but they do nothing about it? They don't come, they won't come, they neglect it. They won't believe it. They won't obey it. Then here comes the prophet again. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, yes. Hearing, recognizing, and going into action. Hear the word. Recognize it to be the word. Act upon the word. If you know you need to get baptized, come today. Don't wait. Come and get baptized. In the name of Jesus Christ. You're not saved, come today.
Amen.
Come and seek the Lord. While you can find him, come today. Don't put it off. Come today. Hear God's word. Recognize God's word. Act upon it. Do something about it. Like her sister said, she prayed, but she acted. Thank God she acted.
Amen.
That's faith in action.
Amen.
Faith in action's acting.
Amen.
Woman said to me, Brother Tom, it's good to pray, but sometimes you have to put feet on your prayers.
Amen.
There's some things we can do.
Amen.
Didn't you hear me? There's some things we can do.
Amen.
How long is it from you've asked your neighbor to church?
Amen.
How long is it from you've prayed for them?
Amen.
How long is it from you've told them Jesus loves you?
Amen.
Jesus loves you.
Amen.
I'll tell you all, but I'm the bride. The bride's meant to be the light of the world.
Amen.
There's no other light, remember.
Amen.
This is the last age.
Amen.
This is the age of complete blackout.
Amen.
Complete darkness.
Amen.
No light outside of the word of God.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Amen.
Didn't the prophet say it? Didn't the angel draw it? He drew this seventh age, total darkness. In the book there's light, but the angel never drew it like that.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, I put that in there. Because he knew what it said in Zechariah. There shall be light. At the evening time.
Amen.
And the path of glory ye shall surely find.
Amen.
Don't neglect God's way. Don't neglect this salvation. Here's my last thought, this third thought. Salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? This salvation's great.
Amen.
Buddha and Muhammad have no message like this.
Amen.
Their bodies are in the grave.
Yes.
But we have a message. God raised Jesus from the dead.
Amen.
The tomb is empty. The cross is empty.
Amen.
Jesus is risen.
Amen.
He conquered death. He conquered hell. He
Amen.
Conquered the grave.
Amen.
He's seated at the right hand of majesty on high.
Amen.
He ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. We don't have a priesthood. We're not under the Aramic priesthood today. We're under the Melchizedek priesthood.
Amen.
Eternal priesthood. An everlasting priesthood. And we have one today that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. But the Bible says, confess. What's your profession? Profess. Confess to your high priest. You must confess to your high priest. Not an earthly man. The heavenly man. Confess to your high priest. Confess you're healed. Confess you're saved. He'll make your confession good.
Amen.
But you must confess it.
Amen.
Say what the word says.
Amen.
Somebody said to me once, Brother, how do you know Jesus heals? I said, I know it.
Amen.
You see this book?
Amen.
This book says New Testament. Testament is an old English word for will. So this means the new will. Read the will.
Amen.
What does the will say?
Amen.
The will says, call upon the name of the Lord and you
Amen.
Shall be saved.
Amen.
Brother Branham says, you don't have to tarry for the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. It's already been poured out.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost's already been poured out.
Yes.
You can receive the Spirit
Amen.
Because it's poured out.
Yes.
Receive the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
What's this will say? This will says in 1 Peter 2:24, Beloved, I wish him of all things that he his own self bear our sins in his own body, that we've been dead to sins might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Here's another scripture that says, Beloved, I wish him of all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul does prosper.
Amen.
God wants to bless you.
Amen.
You have a high priest,
Amen.
But you must confess it.
Amen.
He's the high priest of our confession.
Amen.
Confession is the same word as profession.
Amen.
Confession means profession. What's your profession? What are you saying? I don't feel too good. Boy, you look bad. Life and death's in the power of the tongue.
Amen.
Brothers, we are meant to be coming to the point of the third pool.
Amen.
Follow me here now. Come on.
Amen.
People say we're wanting the deep stuff. We are meant to be at the time for the third pool. The third pool is speaking up the word. But yet we'll always speak death over our brothers and our sisters instead of life.
Amen.
Do we believe it or not? If we believe we can speak,
amen,
let's start to speak the way we should speak.
Amen.
Be healed in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Be healed in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't be sick no more. Be healed.
Amen.
Be well. Your children shall be saved.
Amen.
Your house shall come.
Amen.
Speak the word.
Amen.
Speak the word.
Amen.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Paul the apostle said, speak those things that are not as though they were. I listened to a sermon the other day. And that prophet said, how God permitted him to speak. How did he write? Squirrels. But there's another case. I'd never heard of it till the other day. There's a woman and her whole house was saved. As soon as he spoke it, they were saved. He spoke it. He said, God's given you the token, but you must apply it.
Amen.
Apply it on your children. Speak over them.
Amen.
Send the messenger upon them.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You know when that man, I think it was Dawson Riley. You know the man that had his car stole? How many knows that story?
Amen.
His car was stolen.
Amen.
And he said, Brother Branham, will you pray? Brother Branham prayed. And he said, the man that stole that car is a backslider.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God convicted him. And he brought that car back.
Amen.
And then he said, Brother, will you pray? There's a man owes me money.
Yes, sir.
And he says he sent the Holy Spirit. Did you hear that?
Amen.
He says he sent the Holy Ghost. To take a deal with that man. But his conscience was hard. And he tried to get away from it. And then that brother found where that man was. And the Holy Ghost moved upon him. But Brother Branham said he sent the Holy Spirit to working on him.
Amen.
Send the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Send him to working in your case.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, go to working in my case.
Amen.
I tell you, when the Holy Spirit works in your case, he never loses a case.
Amen.
Send it forth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
That prophet said, he said, Brother, now I sent the Holy Spirit. Send him to go working in your case. You say, I'm not Brother Branham. I know you're not. Neither am I. But we're still, but Jesus is still the same. Brother Branham said, I'm not St. Paul. When he took the handkerchief, he says, I'm not St. Paul. But you are still the same Jesus.
Amen.
What's the theme of the message? Never forget it. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
That's the theme.
Amen.
Hebrews 13, verse 8.
Amen.
Jesus is the same. Don't just become a form of religion. But this message is power with it.
Amen.
The Bible says the gospel didn't come in word only, but in the power, in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Bible says special miracles were wrought by the hands of Paul. Can we not say today special miracles have been wrought by the hands of William Branham? Sure they have.
Amen.
Why did God do it? I want to ask you the question this morning in this church. Hear me this morning. I'm coming to a close. Did Jesus never do these things? Jesus did. Jesus cleansed the leper.
Amen.
Jesus walked upon the water.
Yes.
Jesus healed the sick.
Yes.
Jesus raised the dead.
Right.
But men forgot.
Amen.
Men forgot. what Jesus did. Men forgot, they neglected. They forgot what Jesus did. And God in the 20th century sent a prophet to do it again. To remind us one more time what Jesus Christ is the same. And God, rich in mercy, did it again. He did it again. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cleansed the leper. He spoke the word. He did it again. So that we wouldn't forget. Don't forget what our God can do. The Bible says, concerning Moses, tell your children and your children's children the things that the Lord can do. Tell your children and your children's children. Don't forget what the Lord's done. God led them through a wilderness 40 years. They were fed fresh manna. They drank water from the rock. God in the 20th century sent a prophet with the word of God. But many times we forget the power of God, the authority of God. But I'm telling you this morning, Jesus is the same. How shall we escape if we neglect this great salvation? You cannot be saved different today than you were saved in Paul's time, in Brother Branham's time. The gospel's still the same. Call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. They preached it in the book of Joel. They preached it in the book of Acts. They preached it in the book of Romans. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The day of judgment's near. God's voice has went out. I know there's people saying I'm the 8th messenger. That doesn't bother me a bit, for I know they're liars.
Amen.
They're false prophets.
Amen.
They cannot be. There's no scripture for it.
Amen.
God has sounded. God has sent his word.
Amen.
Let's believe it.
Amen.
Let's act upon it.
Amen.
Acting upon the word. Let's stand our feet as your musicians come. Praise God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you this morning for your precious and holy word.
Amen.
Lord, I pray you'll speak to men and women's hearts.
Amen.
Oh God, I commit myself to thee.
Amen.
Lord, I pray that you'll move by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That you will work in this meeting. That you will work in lives.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I want just for a moment, while the brother plays something, whatever the Lord leads him. If you're in this house today, I'm not going to call you forward. That can become a habit. Coming to the front, running to the front. I want to do this different even than I do it. Because I know that my God is real.
Amen.
I know that he's never changed. I know that if we preach the true gospel, Brother Branham said, if you preach the truth, God is obligated to back the truth. God's under the obligation to back his word. He says, prove me now, saith the Lord. You hear this morning, you don't know Christ. Will you heed God's warning? Will you heed God's call? Don't neglect the day of salvation. Don't neglect it. There's no escape. You're in this room this morning and you need Christ. Lift your hand up to the Lord. Where you are, I want you to pray. I want you to call upon the Lord.
Amen.
I want you to ask Jesus to save you. I want you to ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. You pray where you are. I'm going to pray. Then I'm going to ask God to heal people in this room. You won't need to come forward. God will do it for you. Are. I believe God. Heavenly Father, lead the people to call upon your name.
Amen.
For those that's raised their hand, you've moved for your spirit and power. Oh God, save them. Oh God, fill them with the Holy Ghost. Lord, let them call upon your name. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is your word. It can't be broken. It can't be taken back. It is the absolute, the authority, the supreme authority. Father, confirm it, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. While your head's bowed, While your eyes are closed, listen to me. Whatever your condition is, place your hand upon your ailment. If you have a bad back, a bad leg, a bad eye,
amen.
Whatever your condition is, place your hand upon it. Put your hand upon it. You believe God. I'm going to pray a prayer of faith for you. I want you to believe for healing. By His stripes ye are healed. He sent His word and He healed them. God has to answer His word. He's your high priest. He can be touched by the feeling of your infirmity. Heavenly Father, you see the hands laid upon the people. Many are the conditions. Many are the ailments. But you're the great Jehovah Jireh. You are the one that said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Lord, in the Old Testament, they looked upon the brass serpent and they lived, they never died. But Lord, once more, we look to thy holy promise, Lord Jesus. We look to Calvary. We look to the blood of the Lamb and to the wounds in your side and the stripes upon your back. And I pronounce your healing upon the people.
Amen.
And
amen.
I speak your healing over that brother.
Thank you,
over
Lord.
That sister. Amen. Over that boy. Over that girl. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you,
by
Lord.
The power of God. In Jesus' name. I curse every spirit of infirmity.
Amen.
I curse them. I bind them.
Hallelujah.
I cast them out. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Lord, deliver men and women. Set them free. Oh, God, I curse the spirit of blindness. I curse the spirit of deafness. You deaf spirit, I bind you. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You spirit of blindness, I come against you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out in Jesus' name. You spirit of infirmity, I bind you. I cast you out in
amen.
Jesus' mighty name. Oh God, heal your people. Touch your people once again.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, when your servant was in the wheel's belly, like a type of hell. Lord, your prophet said he had circumstances all right. The wheel's belly everywhere. But he said, once more, I look towards thy holy temple. Then we'll hear from heaven. Oh God, we look to Calvary. We look to the Lamb of God. And we know we'll hear from the holy temple in heaven. Oh Lord, this morning answer us. Move on the people. Bless the pastor here. Bless, Lord, the assistant minister here. Bless
amen.
The musicians. Bless the deacons.
Amen.
Bless the elders. Bless the mothers. Bless the fathers. Oh God, I pray for loved ones at home. Lord, for children that's gone astray.
Amen.
We send the Holy Spirit. We send the
amen.
Token. We send it upon them. And we say, bring them in, O God. Draw them back again. Bring them back again. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. As a brother comes, God bless you, brother.
Do you know grace? Amazing grace, have you heard how sweet the sound? There are many dangers, toils and snares. Down as low as one could go, I had no strength of my own. Everything I worked for all of my life. Everything I loved was gone. Lowest valley of my life, I was flat on my face, but then the great hand of Jesus reached down and picked me up. Oh yes, I know grace. Oh, do you know grace? Everything I worked for all of my life, everything I loved was gone. Oh, lowest valley of my life, I was flat on my face. Hallelujah! But then the great hand of Jesus reached out.
Morning. Oh, we have looked on to that name. as a mighty tower, as a great tower. And we, the children of God, as the scripture says, the righteous run into it, and they are saved, Lord. Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus. That's where we are standing. And Lord, our faith tells us that we have received our healing. Oh, even as the prophet said, faith knows one thing, that God said so, and that settles it. And so, Lord, we believe it's finished, it's settled, oh God. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Holy Spirit coming to sweep over us tonight, this morning. And Father, we have received, Lord, we came in here with all kind of mechanics. But Lord, we have received the dynamics that has ignited and really made us to soar up like eagles, Lord. Father, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. We are soaring like eagles. Oh, bless your name, Lord. We thank you for our precious brother Tommy. Oh, the Lord Jesus, he has laid himself aside. And the Lord, you have used him mightily this morning, this afternoon, to bless your church, oh God. Father, bless him, Lord. Every virtue that has gone out of him, in the name of Jesus Christ, even as he goes back to meet the saints over in Bunbridge, Lord. Father, replenish him. Restore him. Refresh him, Lord. Oh, to meet the challenge over there. Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We have accepted our faith. We have accepted our healing. We have accepted the Lord is finished. Because your word said so. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give all the glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Let us say, amen. Oh, brethren. Oh, glory be to his name. Oh, how many have taken the route of escape? Brethren. Yes. Don't stay where you are. The prophet said, he doesn't condemn you for being a sinner, but he condemns you for remaining a sinner. Lest there's a word of escape, Christ has opened the way. The word has been said. The word has been spoken. Amen. Let's take the route. Amen. He's there to receive each and every one. We thank the Lord. How many are blessed this morning?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, precious brother.
Thank you, brother.
God richly bless you. Amen. God replenish you. Oh, God refresh you. Amen. And greetings to our precious brothers in Bunbridge this afternoon. Keep all the glory. And remember our pastor also, that he comes back refreshed. Amen. With real anointing. Because the church is hungering. Oh, for the revealed word. So may the Lord bless you where he is. Amen. As many that were able to come, Lord, he's the omnipresent God. And we believe that each and everyone has received his portion. Amen. Oh, God bless everyone. God bless our children. Remember always to pray for them. Remember always to pray for our present brother Tony. Amen.
God bless you. We are here to praise you. We are here to praise you, Lord. Lift our hands and, oh, we lift our hands and sing to you, Jesus. We are here to give you, Lord, the best that we can, oh, the best that we can bring, bringing you. Everything within us cries, I love you, I love you. Oh, we are here only to praise you, Lord. We are here to praise you, Lord. Lift our hands and, oh, we lift our hands and sing to you, Lord.
the best that we can bring, bringing you our love, rising from our hearts, everything within us cries, I love you.
Felt your presence, Lord. And Father, we know that, Lord, this grace that we have received from you, Lord, it will go with us, O God.
Amen.
And even Father,
Amen.
As we want to go back to our homes, we ask for genuine mercies once again. Even as we ask, Lord Jesus, as you brought in our brother Tommy, Lord, grant him the same genuine mercies back. And the Lord, we know that to God, this day had been a special day. So, Father, let's carry the blessings that we have received, O God, all right back into our closest, Lord. And, Father, meditate upon it, Lord. And the seed of it, O God, Father, we pray the Lord Jesus, it will bring forth the fruits. Oh, to express, O God, oh, what we have received, Lord. That your name be glorified by the fruits that we bear, God. Father, we thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just greet your brother, greet your sister, and say, greet your brother, greet your sister. You just embrace him. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Surely around, yeah, surely around, around.